Good morning. In this edition of International Media, we look at how traditional and new media have transformed the Football World Cup into the greatest media event in history. World Cup fever has gripped not just the football-crazy nations like the tournament host Brazil, but other nations like cricket-mad Pakistan. Big headache is also being reported from some poor remote countries where people face problems finding a working television screen, praying to the gods to ensure that electricity supplies would hold during the World Cup month. As the football fiesta kicked off this weekend, I caught up with Douglas Yates, professor of political science and law at the American University in Paris and also at the American Graduate School, also here in the French capital. Professor, bonjour. There are accounts of an endangered species of human beings who often erupt into fits of laughter when they turn their television screens on and see a crowd of grown-ups kicking around a ball with thousands of spectators screaming on top of their voices. Are you one of those who have pushed aside everything this summer to watch the Football World Cup?
No, I'm afraid I'm in the minority of the human race, although even those who resist watching are forced to see it on the news, on talk shows. It's very difficult to escape the fever.
The tournament is one of the three most watched events in the world, the Super Bowl being one, mobilizing audiences like never before, 31 million in Germany, 28 in Italy, 20 million here in France since 1989. Will the Football World Cup live up to expectations?
Yeah, I think that on a commercial level, it already has. And you can even see that global television has found the Brazil angle interesting. It's a colorful country. But what's so interesting about the television coverage of this is that it reflects some of the trends in globalization of the media. If you consider the World Cup as it was played a half century ago, I think it was much more of a conventional Anglophone sport, something which had come out of the British sporting tradition and maybe even the Olympic movement. What it's become now, with its opening ceremonies and spectacles, is something more like the Super Bowl. American-style globalization has touched on the aesthetic of the sport.
There were 8.3 million active Twitter reactions after the match between Spain and Holland, which ended in the defeat of the defending world champions. How do you explain this phenomenon?
Well, one of the things that had been heralded about the new media was that it was interactive. It allowed audiences to become actors and participants. Clearly, this is a way for people to participate in a sporting activity when they're not actually doing any sports themselves.
And how significant is it that males make up just 60% of television football audiences?
I just have a hard time imagining what it is that would inspire women to watch a couple dozen men running around a grassy field kicking a ball. All I could imagine here is that the man commands television.
The private channel, TF1 here in France, splashing 130 million euros to buy the exclusive broadcast rights of the event from FIFA. The World Cup, more specifically, has become one of the most efficient platforms for branding.
Yeah, football reaches out to more countries, to more people, to more social classes across cultures than any other international sport. And any effort to mark products that are being sold everywhere would clearly benefit from appearing here.
Raymond Domenech, former manager of the French national team at the 2010 Football World Cup in South Africa, suggested in an interview that things would have been much different in Ukraine today had France not eliminated them from the World Cup. Has television transformed football into some kind of a monster then?
Well, one of the features of things like FIFA is how it interplays with nationalism. That is, people who have lost their bearings in this modern world are seeking things with which they can identify. And a national sports team, be it in the Olympics or in the World Cups, is one of those targets for building national identity.
Professor Douglas Yates at the American Graduate School here in Paris and also political science and law professor at the American University in the French capital. Thanks a million, Professor, for speaking to Radio France International.